8 is enough for Superior Mayor Dave Ross. He says the number of payday and title loan stores has grown over the past couple of years because Wisconsin is one of only two states in the nation that doesn't regulate these businesses. He says they're a blight in the community, feeding off poor people who can least afford high-interest loans and fees.
They have no special local interest in our community or in our area or in our region. They're simply here to take advantage of a market that has certainly gone out of control.
So the Superior City Council Tuesday passed a zoning regulation requiring new payday or title loan stores to be located no closer than half a mile from an existing loan store. Stephen Schlein is a spokesman for the Washington-based Community Financial Services of America. He's fine with Superior's ordinance, but unhappy with charges by Mayor Ross that these stores are legalized loan sharks.
If the mayor is going to argue that way, then he has to, you know, mix apples to apples, and he has to start amortizing the cost of some of these other financial services.
Schlein says bank charges for bounced checks are far higher than the $15 payday loan companies charge for a $100 week's loan.
That's really demagoguery, and it's been fed by a lot of consumer groups that are trying to put us out of business.
Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a bill last month that would have put some restrictions on payday loan stores. He and Ross both say that bill did not go far enough to protect consumers. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.